I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Everybody, welcome to Ragtime number 8. Feeling great. Not really, because I'm going to be bitching.
Trying to masturbate.
Yeah! God damn it! I'm such a prude. We need to start over again. No, just kidding. Hey, everybody. I'm Heather, Nicole, and say hi to Denise, everybody. Just say, hey.
Hey, Denise.
Hey, Denise. She's with us in spirit.
Yeah. Oh, what are they being emailed this
at this point
time?
Now, I'm done. I've been disappointed. No snatch, no boobs, no merkins.
I say pubic hair art.
Pubic hair art.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Take your clippings and do something with it.
Wait, didn't we talk about that? What did that one lady do? One lady did
made a dress of other people's pubic
hair. Oh, that's right, yeah. Exactly. Right.
I'm thinking of that because right now I shaved my bush and it's getting really itchy.
You shaved the whole thing?
Well, like
you want that you can bitch about that shaving your whole thing and how itchy it is growing in.
Okay, yeah, I'm annoyed by that because it's really you can't really scratch yourself all the time.
No,
and it's like right below the waistband, just killing
me. Well, you know what? You are in a safe place here,
and my wife catches me because I use my thumb.
How the fuck do you scratch yourself?
What?
What?
I just go with the thumb. A little with the thumb. Just a little.
Just a little
with the thumb.
It's as if, like, what, you're about to do some country line dancing?
Exactly. like, I'm hitching my thumb into my belt to do a little.
Well, you know what? Then I think that's how you can get away with it.
Oh, if somebody catches me, I just start.
Yeah, you just start doing a line dancing. And you just go, dee 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 dee.
Okay, I'm going to do that from now on.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what you've been doing this whole time. I thought you got excited around me.
No, I'm scratching my
damn it.
My hair coming back in.
Oh, that sucks. Well, you know what? Speaking of bushes.
Yeah.
I'll just go with this one. You know what pisses me the fuck off? Why is it such a cruel joke of nature to get your period twice in a month?
Why did you get your period twice in a month?
Because if it happens in the first week, I get it in the last week because of my lovely cycle. What? That's not fair. That's really not fair.
Mine ended like a week ago.
I just got it today.
Yeah.
So sync your calendars, ladies. Just got it today. Great. But I mean, it's such a cruel joke and it's in the sense of like, you should just get it once a month. That's it. And if you're going to do anything, how about you just let us skip a month because we're not pregnant, just because as opposed to getting it 2 times in a month.
Maybe.
It ain't right.
Maybe. Your body wants a little baby in there.
Well, it's going to be disappointed. I'm going to be letting my body down. I've let it down for 40 years. I'm going to let it down for another 40 more, at least.
If you, like, listen real close to your uterus, it's like a conch shell, except it's going...
You want it, mommy, to put my pants down? You want to put your ear in my vagina?
Yeah, do you think I could get, like, the lobe between your lips? And
maybe.
I could hear real good?
And you just hear...
And if your wife walks in, we'll just be like, "Why? I'm trying to hear the baby conch shell."
Yeah.
She'll be like, "Get out!"
No, you know what she would do? She would just shake her head going.
She probably wouldn't even
she
question
would just be
it.
Like, what
she just, because she'd know it's not sexual, and she'd just know that we're just disgusting and weird.
Exactly.
And she'd probably just want me to leave, but she would go upstairs or something.
She would, and then she'd come down and be like, she can never be over here ever again. And I don't feel comfortable going over there anymore.
Like exactly.
That's would be her reaction.
Yeah.
She'd be like,
you have to record in secret in the shed.
Yeah. Where are you going? I'll go for a walk. Come running across the street. Hey, let's go. We gotta drink this really fast. we shotgun a beer.
Yeah. And go.
Come home drunk. Like, I thought you went for a walk. I did.
The air outside is beautiful and intoxicating.
You smell the dead fish, and that's what gets me ha.
That is the one bad thing about, there we go. That's what I'm going to bitch about. Humidity. Fuck it. I want to live somewhere where there's no goddamn humidity. I want to, like...
Where is that?
Well, like, San Diego, or yeah, it's, like, in the 70s, and it gets hot, but it's not like this. It's
you
not
got,
this
like, so fucking earthquakes and mudslides and forest fires.
But there's probably so far and few between when it's compared to the humidity daily.
I feel like not lately.
I go outside, I feel like I'm breathing in Campbell's soup. I can't take it.
Cream of chicken?
Yes. Oh, cream of fish in this neighborhood.
That's true, it is.
Festering bay of... Ugh.
Lobster bisque.
It's like a lobster bisque walking around, and I'm instantly Camp disgusting style. As soon as I go outside. Like, I could be freshly bathed, perfumed, and I'm gross. And like we talked, like, your hair could look fabulous, but by the end of the day, you're gonna look like a wet poodle.
Oh my god. Well,
because it's so gross here.
It was your birthday party. That's what happened. We looked fabulous.
And then as the pictures went on in the Facebook timeline, drowned just rats. Looked disgusting. Like,
I wouldn't even do horse. Me. I wouldn't do me. Would you do you?
No. The beginning of the night, I was like, I'm looking pretty good. I'd do myself.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you look in the mirror.
I was like, look at that nice. Like a little wave going on
you give
on
yourself
there.
A little kiss in the mirror? Yeah. You're like, I'm looking fly. All right. You come stumbling home. You're like, what the fuck?
What is on my head?
That's my hair?
And I'm all sweaty.
Oh, it's gross. Gross. So then, speaking of sweat.
Yeah.
I hate under boob sweat. Hate it?
Oh, I know. I've been putting deodorant on my tits now. I don't know if it's a good thing or not, but I just can't take it anymore.
Does that work?
It's been helping.
Really?
Because I get it in the cleave real bad, too, and it, like, literally, like, I have to put, like,
You're telling me, like
coconut oil on it, because, like, it actually, I don't know what it is, like, it's, like, peeling almost.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
From sweat.
Well, I mean, like, we're going to die from something anyway, so, you know, deodorant, apparently, with the aluminum, we're giving ourselves breast cancer. But you know what? You're going to be dry.
I am.
You're going to be...
And I'm comfy.
Exactly.
Because it's really gross under there. And I feel like if I put powder, it's just going to get all cakey.
It disappears.
Yeah.
It seriously disappears. Right. Well, it's ridiculous. And it sucks in one of the in a way where, like, if you think you've cooled off and you dried off, then all of a sudden you move a certain way, and your bra, your underbra is so soaked
it's
that
like
you touch
squidgy,
it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're cold.
I know.
It's like, it's cold, and you're like, I am so disgusted in myself right now. Disgusting.
Ugh. It just...
So humidity sucks.
Yeah, it makes you stink in all your bits.
Having your period sucks.
Well, that makes you double... That humidity plus period plus sweating. Oh, God.
Well, how are you today when you shave your bush? Don't you sweat in your bush?
Not really.
All right, well then, there
I
you
don't
go.
Think so. You want to check?
I don't... Let me get my
you
hand
take
in
a
there.
Whiff and you tell me if it smells like sweet pussy or... the Raritan Bay. Once again, well, this is when your wife would walk in. I'm like, she's just checking my pH levels.
But, you know, they do say, you know, that vaginas smell like fish, and the Raritan Bay is full of it, so...
My vagina does not. I don't know who's... If your vagina smells like fish...
I know, it doesn't.
Once
you know,
again,
that's
go
the
to the doctor. Yeah, I know, but what...
I don't know why.
Is that, like, if you have, like, something bad going on? I've never really had anything really bad going on, so I don't know if does it make you stink like fish? Because even on my period, doesn't, like, fish.
I think it just makes you have, like, a funk. Like, you have a funky,
like... if you have, like, a yeast infection or something going on, then it smells like fish. I think it smells like bread.
Rotten ass bread. I had one in my life, and I was like, oh my god, it's
like sourdough.
Oh, emphasis on the sour.
Like,
oh,
let's make me want some bread bowl soup. Put some broccoli and cheddar down there.
Yum, 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 yum. Let me can't wait to get some of that. Oh shit. So, do you want to get real for a second?
Okay,
shall we?
All right.
We want to talk about the fucking Olympics. Two things about the Olympics that pissed me off.
Okay.
One, none of the commentators... I should say all the commentators are homophobic.
Yes.
All of them.
They definitely covered gay athletes winning way differently than when a straight athlete won.
How about the Brazilian volleyball player? She won gold.
Yeah.
Went to hug her wife, and the commentator said, oh, that's her husband.
Now, did the partner look masculine?
I can't answer that question.
Uh-huh.
Do your fucking homework.
Yeah, was he, like, confused?
I mean, she's out. Uh-huh. Like, this is... I mean, when I was
yeah,
in college...
exactly. You should know who... You should have stats on all the players.
Exactly. When I was in college, I did, like, a couple of softball games doing color commentary. Uh-huh. Shocker there, doing softball games. But you got a sheet of statistics about these people.
Yeah.
And it's like, you can quickly do a Google search of the two people that are playing, just to keep in mind, like...
Yeah.
Some research or whatever, and it would clearly state, obviously, that she came out, I think, like, 4 years ago.
Well, at least he attempted to mention them. Most of it was just snubbing. Like if a straight athlete hugged their significant other, they would make mention of who that person was. But if a gay athlete did, they would
say
oh, celebrating with their friends, or right, ignore exactly. it altogether, yeah.
Or one of the Olympians had two dads.
Yeah.
And they never showed the two dads together in the same frame. They would shoot the one dad and then another dad.
That's so weird. Like, later on. Yeah, because this is, like, what, the first Olympics with the most gay athletes out.
Yes. It's like, do your fucking homework. And how sexist can you be, too?
Oh, my God, that was even worse. Like, the gay thing was just kind of a snubbing type thing, but, like, the
sexism was just rampant. Overt.
It was really bad.
Like, the first thing that came up, I forget who won the gold medal, but they said, you know, thanks to her husband in training her.
Yeah.
Like,
It was, like, the first thing they went to, which, yes, the coach has something to do with it, but there was, like, no mention of her
anything. She was the first woman athlete, whatever, who won gold. I think it was, like, swimming, wasn't it?
Oh, like, was it the African-American that won? Because that was the first African-American woman, right?
It wasn't that one. I thought she was, like, from Iraq or something like that.
Obviously, we don't have our facts either.
We don't.
But we aren't getting paid for the Olympics.
We're not getting paid, like, buku bucks.
No, the best was the Twitter one, where it was a woman athlete that won, and they didn't mention her name, and they said, NFL star's wife wins gold medal.
Oh, yeah, from Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears lineman's wife wins gold medal.
Yeah. It's like, what's her name, and who cares who the fucking husband is? That should be, like, a sub thing within the article. It shouldn't be the headline of the tweet.
No! And, I mean, it's, like, one of those things, again, we were talking about,
it's like,
so it was, like, when Hillary accepted the nomination, they showed pictures of Bill.
Yeah. The next day. It always has to be always some commentary about, like, their hair or what their bodies look like. It's, like,
yeah, they did that, too. They were talking about, like, you know, somebody had, I think it was, like, on Fox News, they were talking to two, like, Donnie Douchebag. He used to be a cop in
New York. Oh, I know you're talking about, yeah.
And somebody else, and they said, should women wear makeup when they're competing?
Why is this a discussion?
And basically, they both said yes, because sex sells, and people want to see good-looking people win.
That's not the point of the Olympics!
No, it's not! It's like, men are just so ass-fucking backwards.
That's why I so highly enjoyed, and they made a whole segment out of it about last weekend tonight with John Oliver, that how much women on the news were going crazy for that Tongan, right? The guy who was, like, oiled up. And when they did the, you know, all the nations coming through in the beginning of the parade.
Oh, okay.
I think it was Tonga. He had, like, he was, you know, in traditional dress, but he was, like, ripped because he's a Taekwondo guy.
Okay.
And he was oiled up. So, like, they were just losing it to the point where it was so sexist towards men that it was like finally
right,
like, even I think it was Hoda, she said, like, oh, and apparently he's a Taekwondo athlete, not that anyone cares, like, she I was like, finally, like,
exactly.
Yes, treat him like a piece of meat.
Yeah. And then it brings another thing that pissed me off is that the double standard that women have in everything that we do, and I'll just, you know, as an example, women athletes. It's like we're held to a higher standard than men.
Exactly.
Case in point, what happened with Hope Solo. She's a bitch anyway.
Yeah, I know.
I can't. It's time for her to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, you didn't show up to the game. I mean, it's easy to Monday morning quarterback, but, you know, you guys lost the game. You lost it fair and square.
Yeah.
You didn't stop the balls in the penalty shootout.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you don't get the you don't have the right to call the Swedes cowards.
Exactly.
But
they won.
They won. So, but then the soccer association suspended her for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then you get NBA players who thought they were going to a massage parlor. They were at a strip club.
Okay.
And we all know they're married.
Yeah.
But nothing's happening to them. Look, remember the Giants guy? Was it Plaxico Burress or whatever?
Yeah.
Who took a gun into a strip club and shot himself.
Yeah.
Gets suspended for one game.
Or, like, Ryan Lochte. Oh, they're just kids. He's 32.
Right.
He's not a kid.
And he filed a false police report.
Yeah.
Like, so why is it, and my favorite excuse is, like, boys will be boys.
Exactly.
Why is that an excuse, but yet women We can't do any of that. No. If we do any of that, we are like slut shamed till who knows when.
Yeah.
And it's not right. It pisses me the fuck off. It's like not.
Yeah, I know. I read the article too about Hope Solo. Like, she gets on my nerves, but like, so what? She said that. Like, that long she needs from that? It's like, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad Ryan Lochte lost his sponsorships.
Yeah, he's just a complete moron to begin with. I showed you once again.
Yeah, I know.
Segment they did, they called him the stupidest sea cow, or like.
Yeah. I mean, but that's still no excuse. It's like, I mean, yes, obviously you were wasted and you had the mentality of a 12-year-old.
To begin with.
So you decided to make up a story thinking, like, no one was going to catch you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this is the time where everything's videotaped.
And it would have been fine if, I'm pretty sure you probably sought out Billy Bush the next day, because that you know, internet or that iPhone interview.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to Billy Bush, he's like, yeah, there was a gun in my head. Like, you... And then you say that you were still drunk talking to him.
Even after all this shit came out, Billy Bush was still fucking behind him.
Well, Billy Bush is a douchebag.
Al Roker was just like, fuck you, Billy Bush.
Billy Bush has no right to... I hated that guy. Hated that guy.
He must have lived near where we used to live, because Sarah saw him on the train once or twice.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Ugh.
It's like, why are you on the train, Billy Bush?
How in the world...
Get a car.
How in the world did he get that job is beyond me.
I don't know.
Beyond me.
Where is he from?
I don't know.
Like,
my
where,
asshole.
Like, where did he come from?
He just showed up. Well, I mean, he was on Access Hollywood for the longest time, and then, you know, like, if Pat O'Brien never had an alcohol problem and a woman problem, Billy Bush never would have slid into his spot.
Yeah.
And that's basically
so
what
we
happened.
So you have to blame Pat O'Brien.
You fucking asshole, Pat, you couldn't hold your liquor. God, where's that guy today? I don't know. But it's like, Billy Bush just did gossip. What makes you think you can carry the 9 o'clock hour of the Today Show? Get the fuck out of here. God, I hate that guy,
too. I can't stand most people that are involved with the Today Show, to be honest.
No, I agree with you. I mean, I do enjoy Hoda.
Hoda and Kathy Lee are just good for entertainment value.
That's because they drink.
I know.
And that's it. And then they sing songs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is lovely.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was a stay-at-home mom, I would watch this hour.
Yeah.
And I would feel good about myself.
Exactly. And I would drink wine.
Exactly. And I'd be drunk by 11. Yeah. And I wouldn't care. Because you know why? Because I see Hoda and Kathy Lee doing it.
I'm fine. An alcoholic. They're not.
No, of course not. All right, one more. What you got?
Oh, all right. Let's see. I have a...
Because I figured, your itchy bush...
Yeah, I had itchy bush. I didn't even get to my list.
I know.
Let's see.
Sorry.
Let's see. I'm going to go with something really pointless.
Awesome.
When you get a beverage.
Any beverage?
Any beverage.
Okay.
Usually from fast food, I'd say.
Okay.
Unwrap the straw, pop that sucker in. You just want a nice sip. There's a fucking hole in it somewhere. You're just sucking air. And then you don't have any other straws. And it's filled to the goddamn brim. You're driving in the car. It's like, then so you're like, all right, well, I'm really thirsty, so I guess I have to pop the lid off. And you know you're going to hit a bump, and then just ice and slush are going to go all over you. Fuck straws.
I think the entire universe has felt your pain.
I know. And, like, you know, we have a 3-year-old, so we have lots of straws because she doesn't drink out of a cup yet.
Right.
So I had bought one that must have just, like... Every other straw in the box had a fucking hole in it. It must have been just, like, a manufacturing problem.
Probably.
And I just... Yeah. I wanted to throw the box against the wall.
Did you?
No.
But then you would have had to pick up all these straws.
Exactly.
You'd be like, oh, it's too much effort.
And then I had to, like, turn to inspect to see which one had holes. But you can't tell. They're so minuscule.
You can't tell.
They're going to be the tiny... Straws have, like, the worst design. Because they're going to be the tiniest hole. And it's just failed.
Ridiculous.
Failed completely.
I totally feel your pain. And I agree with you.
Fuck straws.
Alright, my last one, and I know it's kind of dumb too, but okay, female bathroom at work, 8 stalls, I'm no one's in there, I go in the first one, still no one's in there, second person comes in, why in the world
no,
do you
they don't.
Need to go in the one
why?
Right next to me, why?
That's weird.
You have 7 stalls open for you.
That's very fucking weird.
I hate that.
Like, who wants to be that close to somebody urinating or defecating?
Exactly.
It's like the movie theater. People do it there, too. Like, it'll be an empty theater, and someone sits, like, right near you. You're like, why? This whole theater's open.
This is what I like about now. Like, most theaters, you can actually pick your tickets ahead of time.
Oh, yeah, with the, like, big Barca Lounger ones?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Thank God, because so you could like, see, yeah. And even if someone's next to you, they're kind of not.
Right.
But even more so in a bathroom.
Oh, it's the worst.
That happens a lot, where somebody comes in right next to you?
Yes.
With eight stalls.
Eight stalls. I kid you not. And it's like I just got in there.
Maybe
and
it's just one creep that watches to see if you go to the bathroom.
Maybe. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
I hope that's not the case.
I bet her name's Helen. Sounds like someone would do that.
Wow. So I feel sorry for everyone who is named Helen.
Yeah, sorry. But if your name's Helen, I think you do that.
Oh my God. So, everybody, I hope you have enjoyed this edition of Ragtime.
Except for Helen.
And if you ever have an itch in your crotch, just country line dance your way out of it.
My mind.